Ladies and gentlemen, the microphones are on and the cameras are rolling. This is being broadcast internationally because of our special guests this evening. I proudly call tonight's city council meeting to order, and I kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call. William Barkley, President. Chuck Brown,
here.
Paul Dakota,
President.
Dorothy Flanagan,
here.
Sam Hill,
here.
Craig Malabria,
here.
Ray Pollack,
here.
Robert Piper,
here.
Ron Singer,
here.
Don Vogelsberg,
here.
Just for the record, there are challenging economic times. We do have an extra chair if you need one, unless you like the... I would like to invite the 2008 state champions to please lead this council chamber and all of those watching at home in the Pledge of Allegiance. We will follow your lead.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, ladies. Being in the front row, you are always on television, just so you know. So stop smiling. Folks, we have a we approach tonight's meeting with a heavy heart because, as you probably know, last week our community lost two very distinguished gentlemen, Judge James Quetch on January 14th and Warren Bud Gilligan on Friday, January 16th. I would like to say a few words about each gentleman and then ask all of you present tonight and the council to share with me a moment of silence to honor their family and their friends. James Franklin Quetch graduated from Oak Park River Forest High School in 1952 and received a bachelor's degree in economics from Notre Dame University. He married his high school sweetheart, Patricia Perrin, on September 3, 1956. In 1959, Judge Quetch graduated from Chicago Kent College of Law. He was the father of six children. He and Mrs. Quetch moved their family to Geneva in 1972. He was appointed a King County Court Associate Judge in 1975 and elected as a full judge in the 16th Circuit Court in 1976. He held the position until 1992 when he became the Illinois Appellate Court Justice in the 2nd District. He was appointed to that seat by his predecessor, whom we all know, Justice John Nichols, who was elected to the Illinois Supreme Court. Judge Quetch retired in 1994. He's survived by his wife, Patricia, his brother, Richard, his children, Karen, Martha, Elizabeth, Tom, and Paula. And Paula and Tom and I went to high school together at Geneva. And he is also, and James, and he's survived by 10 grandchildren. Our dear friend Warren, otherwise known as Bud Gilligan, died on the, I said the 16th, I apologize, on the 15th. Bud was born in Newburgh, New York, and he graduated from Fordham University and served in the Army during the Korean War. After the war, he worked as an executive for General Motors, ready for this, for 35 years. Bud and his family moved to Geneva in 1976, where he eventually retired. He remained active in the community for many years. He was the founder, and this is very important, of the Geneva Academic Foundation, at which time, and I want to stress this, he made a personal guarantee for the first $100,000 that was raised by the foundation. He served as alderman on this city council. He was also a court-appointed special advocate and volunteered for a long time as a member of the Geneva Lions Club. He also, as we probably fondly remember, ran for mayor in 1989, and I had the high honor of working on Bud's campaign, and I apologize to this day to his family for not doing more to have him win. Bud leaves behind a large family of children and grandchildren. He's survived by his wife of 20 years, Mary O'Brien, five sons, Matthew, Michael, John, or they call him Tom, Peter, and Chris, and 17 grandchildren. He was preceded in death by his first wife, Gladys, who a lot of us knew. He was married to Gladys for 35 years. Bud actually was our neighbor in Pepper Valley, and we met the Gilligans when they first moved to town. So this is an especially sad time for a lot of the, quote, old-timers of Geneva who founded a lot of things, Bud being, of course, one of them. So, again, with your permission, I'd like to ask all of us just to bow our head for a moment. The City of Geneva flag out here at City Hall will remain at half-staff throughout the week to honor both Judge Quetch and, of course, Bud Gilligan. Thank you, everyone. Special presentations. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us tonight the state champions, 2008 state champions, girls cross-country team from Geneva High School. Wow, that's exciting. Sir Jakub in the audience, man. Chances. That's an inside joke. Ladies, this is very exciting. I have a handheld microphone. I was told by, I think it was Coach Peter, that if I hand this microphone to the head coach, Coach Bob, we could be here all night. However, isn't that right, Coach? Coach Pete? That's exactly what you said, man. But I do want to introduce to all of us here in the room and all of you watching on TV the head coach of the girls' cross-country team, Coach Bob Thompson. Coach?
Let me introduce my assistant coaches first of all. Peter Rock. Ben McCready. Mark Hedrick. And two coaches that couldn't be here tonight, Sarah Meadows and Sophia Petmezes. Our girls that are here tonight, we're a little slim on the crew here, but Megan Brady. Tess Earhart. Kelly Shogren. Kelly Whitley. Rachel Hammond. Liza Tauscher. Some girls that aren't here tonight, so I give them credit. Emily Byers, Kate Byrne, Megan Hoyer, Sarah Hoyer, Kat Yell, and Myra Yell are part of the team. Quickly, Kelly, we had four All-Staters. Kelly was second in the state, Kelly Whitley, and Sarah Hoyer, who was in here, was third in the state. Megan was 12th, I think I have this right, and Tess, you were 14th. All-State is top 25. The girls also didn't end the season at state. They also competed in the Nike Nationals and were the Midwest champions back in, I don't know, it was a week after state, so I don't remember the dates, and qualified to run in Portland, Oregon in the national tournament. So, that's all I have to say.
Chick, fantastic. Who wants to assist me with unveiling this sign that you might have a clue what it says? Why don't you guys lift it up in the front so your moms and dads and adoring fans and would-be boyfriends can see that? It is prom season after all. This is a great opportunity. Well done. Thanks for breaking that. Now, folks, it's important to note that while we admire very much your success and we applaud you for your hard work and your dedication and being good ambassadors for our community, these are difficult economic times. So, the sign's simply going to read ditto. We can't afford the lettering, we can't afford anything else. So. But I would like to invite the coaches and the athletes to please unveil this sign that will be, of course, put up throughout town where the other signs are, because we want to know that you guys were both 2007 and 2008 state champions. Coach Peter has asked for a couple of the signs, we can take them and sell them on eBay, so we'll try to make those arrangements as well. So, but ladies, coaches, please, for those present, please unveil. Look at that. No mistakes? No abbreviations either. Isn't that great? Thanks for throwing that on the ground, by the way. It wasn't blue. That's true. It wasn't blue. Isn't that terrible? That's awful. Well, how about a photo op?
Sure. Yep.
Okay, I'll just stand in the middle then.
Are you running these days? Kevin, from there. But I'm bumped from there.
Everybody capture a photo? And just so you know, folks, this photo is going to be actually inserted into every utility bill just to help calm the nerves of folks when they receive them. So we appreciate that. There's releases out in the hallway. So thank you very much for being with us. You're welcome. Thank you. And the sign the coach is going to take with him and display over on Fabian Avenue facing Batavia. And you're free to leave, ladies. Oh, there you go. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for helping me honor those young ladies. Item number four tonight, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments tonight by any member of the City Council? Item five is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion.
Second.
I believe the motion was by Barclay, second by Dakota. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
William Barclay?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul DeCoda?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Melandra?
Aye.
Ray Pollock? Ray?
Ray's out panning for votes. He's a...
Robert Piper?
Aye.
John Singer?
Aye.
John Vogelsberg?
Aye.
We're voting on the omnibus. You vote aye?
Aye, yes. Thank you.
That's two votes.
Item number 10, folks, municipal bills for payment. I kindly ask the clerk to read the bills to be paid.
Bills for payment total $1,284,452.25.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the bills as displayed online in the packet that occurs on the city's website.
Second.
Motion by Brown to pay the bills as read. This is a tough call here, folks.
Do we have the money?
No, I'm curious who I should give the second to.
Ooh.
I'll give that one to Alderman Hill.
You don't get any paid any extra, so.
That's true.
Really?
Thank God.
Sam takes it back.
Don't do it anymore, then.
Item 11A is consider approval of professional consulting. Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Clerk, please take the roll.
William Barclay?
Sorry.
Aye. Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul DeCoda?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Melodra?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
John Singer?
Aye.
John Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Sorry about that, snafu. Item 11A, consider approval of professional consulting services with Huff & Huff Environmental Engineers in the amount of $19,396.50 for pretreatment program update at the wastewater treatment plant.
Move approval.
Second.
Who made the motion? Piper, seconded by Flanagan. Mr. Van Gaskin, if you want to move that to the middle, feel free to do so. Could hurry it up, that'd be great. Thank you. You got to move quickly, the cross-country team, man.
That's right. Well, I would just like to make one comment in regards to a question that was asked last Monday night about possibly asking US EPA for a time extension in regards to this. And what I failed to mention is that it does behoove us to go ahead and get this done prior to May. The new permits that we send out to the five industrial users that have permits are up for renewal in May, May 1st, and so we'd like to have these new pretreatment verbiage and possibly new recommendations put into the permits. So that is it's my recommendation that we proceed and not ask for a time extension through the US EPA.
Are there any additional questions for Mr. Van Gesquen?
Now, Bob, I appreciate you clarifying that. Thank you.
Okay.
Just to clarify, the motion really should be an amount not to exceed $10,000.
Correct.
We transferred the language verbatim from the COW meeting to the council, so that was my fault. So
and in the contract itself, I have crossed out task number one. So
so the motioner Piper and the seconder Flanagan concurs that the motion should read to approve this matter with Huff and Huff for an amount not to exceed $10,000 as opposed to the $19,356.50 that was read.
Yes, per our discussion last week.
Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that. Questions for Mr. Van Gesquen? Additional comments? Mr. City Clerk, please take the roll call.
William Barkley?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Paul Lakota?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Greg Maladra?
Aye.
Ray Pollock?
Aye.
Robert Piper?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Ron Rollinsberg?
Aye.
Folks, we do have a closed session tonight, but as always, we'd like to jump to new business in case anyone joining us in the audience has any new business or any members of the City Council. So I'll defer to the members of the audience first. Anyone joining us this evening, any new business from the City Council? I know Mr. Hill has something, and Flanagan.
Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to remind everybody that the snow sculpturing event by the Cultural Arts Commission is going on this weekend, and it's going to be out at Geneva Commons. There's five blocks of what look to me like big blocks of snow out there that will be carved, and the high school students will be starting on their smaller block, I believe, on Wednesday. So it's important for you to be aware of that. Saturday afternoon from 12 noon to 3 p.m., there'll be an opportunity to vote for the your favorite snow sculpture, and I think that you'll find it very interesting. Also, for those of you who have not yet purchased your tickets for the Dancing with the Geneva Stars, they're starting to get close to the maximum number of tickets that can be sold. So it's time for you to take action. I have a couple of applications here if you want them. And, of course, the biggest star will be the mayor as the MC.
So not dancing.
We want to make sure that he we sell enough tickets that we can afford him. Thank you, Mayor.
Yes. That will be a budgeted item. So, Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And just in time for the snow sculpturing, I want to thank staff and everyone who was involved in getting the traffic light at Brisher and Commons. I went out there on Saturday, and it seemed to be moving quite along. I mean, the traffic seemed to move much better, and keep our fingers crossed, and I think it'll be a good addition to that area. So, thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, staff.
Alderman Polak.
Thank you, Mayor. Yesterday, we made the five blocks of snow for the snow sculpting, and I'm happy to report that far less water was used than was originally anticipated. So that should
good job.
Help out.
Were you out there helping compact?
Yes. As was my son, much to his chagrin.
Rockney was there? He's still probably stuck in one of those things, is he?
We haven't heard from him in a couple hours.
Anyone else in the business? Just for the benefit of all those watching TV tonight, we also have a champion in the room tonight. He's actually an alderman from the First Ward. Yesterday, Alderman Sam Hill won the prestigious title of champion of the Midwest Invitational Speed Triathlon. His time, 14 days, Sam, you want to describe your victory? It involves biking, running, and swimming, and Sam is our resident champion.
First shower steam sauna.
Pretty good.
10 minutes of swimming and then 15 minutes on a spin bike, which was quite an experience. Second time I've done that. And then another 15 minutes on the treadmill, and improved my times from my previous event, which was the Saturday after Thanksgiving. And the next time, I hope I can do it again and improve times and not have to face these young guys who barely have turned 60. And some of them even look like they were 50. But thank you, Mayor. It was fun and exhausting and worthwhile.
Congratulations, sir.
Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. And while we don't... And while it's not customary that we recognize commercial sponsors, we think it is important to acknowledge Sam's sponsors, both Malone Funeral Home and Delnor, are proud, proud to support your efforts, and I know they're cheering you on. So
that was a racquetball found me there today.
That was an investment, too.
Okay, folks, serious up for God's sake. This is all off the record, sir. I'll entertain a motion to go into closed session to discuss pending litigation.
So moved.
Second.
There's a motion by Piper, a second by Vogelsberg. All in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
And we do anticipate action following our closed session. We shan't be long. Microphones are off.